Katie, good morning. Welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast Summer Edition.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Look, how relieved were yourself, Jerry, and the other partners involved with Magic Millions that this yearling sale was going to go ahead, because we had that slight scare with the lockdown in Brisbane, and we had, look, it's been just an evolving story, this COVID-19, hasn't it?
So, you know, this has been our life since March, and with our other business, Harvey Norman. So, you know, you think back to then, end of March, with what was happening in Australia, we'd already closed down countries like Slovenia overseas. So we had a blueprint early, and we knew that you had to be very nimble. You had to have a plan for 20. I actually had three plans. I had a 24-hour plan, a 48-hour plan, and a seven-day plan. So when it came to Magic Millions, we were pretty process-driven on how we handle things, and we were able to talk the team through the first sale in July, and that was a really good test for our sales and for the horse industry, how we put the protocols in place. When you think about retail, you think about what we're doing here. It's about having a lot of people, making sure they're safe, making sure the customers are well looked after. So I think that helped us a lot. When it came to everything that's been happening in the last couple of months in Australia, it was like, for the horse industry, how are we going to get to the Gold Coast?
Mm.
And what has truly blown us away is the fact that everyone wanted to be here, and the ones that could be here have done everything possible to be here. The atmosphere is the best you could imagine. The vibe is fantastic. You can see what the results are. But, you know, these people put their whole lives, this is their livelihood. So it was really important that Jerry, Barry and I did everything possible to make sure this sale happened and that it was a great sale for all of the people involved.
And it certainly has been thus far. What about you personally? What's the week like for you? I imagine it's a bit chaotic.
So this time of year for me is pretty busy because of the Harvey Norman public company as
yeah,
well,
sure.
Right? This is a big time anyway, but I have to tell you, we haven't got as many events for Magic Millions this year, and I made that decision early because I wanted to keep everyone safe. So that's taken the pressure off a bit. We do quite a number of events around Magic Millions. And I think we've been doing it for so long, you're busy, It's chaotic, but the adrenaline that you get, the buzz, there's never a day that you're not jumping out of bed, so excited, and you just want to get out there.
What are the goals for 2021? Was there any sort of, you know, particular... obviously, it was with 2020. It was limited to what we couldn't
yep.
Could do. I'm not just talking about Magic Millions. I'm talking about, you know, the Harvey Norman brand, big advocate for women's sport. Obviously, we've got young female riders, dominating in Melbourne with Jamie Carr. We've got Rachel King and other various sports. But is 2021 going to be huge for goals and momentum?
I think so. You know, from my point of view, I've been working on strategy for Magic Millions, for example, now for next year. I think it's important that when all of this does come through, and hopefully it will be 2021, hopefully the vaccines work around the world and we can move freer. But I think it's important that we come out of the blocks next year doing a lot more things just to welcome everyone back that wasn't here. So I'm certainly working on that strategy now. For Harvey Norman, we're still in the midst of closing countries. So I've got countries that I've closed three times now into full lockdown, which is something that Australia hasn't had to do, and I'm sure they couldn't imagine what is going through people's minds as they sit in some of those little apartments over there, and for the third time they're locked down. So for the Harvey Norman business, we've just got to take it as it comes every day, every week, actually. And we're dealing with it well. You would have seen the results that we've been putting out and a lot of people are putting out. It's an absolute credit to Scott Morrison and his team and the Premiers how they've actually handled this. Not everyone's going to be happy with the way it's handled, but my God, this has never happened before. It's a pandemic. It's global. I think they've done just the most amazing job. And as a business person running a very big business, you know, we turn over $8.5 billion in 8 countries. So I'm dealing with quite a diverse number of governments, actually. It's just been terrific. There goes Jerry's phone.
Well, a bit of late. That could be a bit of late mail. Anything today? That's all right.
So, you know, as with anything that we do, we just continue to grow those businesses. And as soon as we know that the vaccine is working, that the world is back to as normal as possible, we'll make sure that we're going over and above for our businesses, for our people, for our customers. That's what we do.
Katie, it's an absolute tribute to you, your business and the governments, because there's no actual, you know, usually there's a playbook for all of this stuff. You can go to, and that will happen when that will happen. And if we do this, that will happen. There is actually no playbook for this. So you are flying by the seat of your pants to some extent, fully. On that basis, there's still been some huge, huge sales. So there's still people that are still very interested in the industry and want to be involved.
So, you know, it's like they talk about the stock market, about equities, and you see the price of equities. And they say, well, that's because people are looking forward as to what the world looks like, you know, in the future, in 3 months, 6 months, etc. So when you think about the horse industry continues, racing continues. Racing has been fantastic. It's continued in this country and it is very strong. So it's all, as an industry, it's proven that it can continue through great adversity. And it's been so important because it employs so many people. You know, it's not just us at the sales, it's not just the people going to the racing. Think about all those people employed in horse studs and then in transport business. It just feeds through into so many industries. So again, it's a credit to the industry that they've continued so strongly and they've said, we're going to keep this business going as best we can, right? Everyone's put so much effort into it. And so what you're seeing with the sales is through a tough year, the industry's kept going, so they're very confident buying these horses. And the fact that they can come and the sale continues. So if you came here and you're at the sale today, you would have thought that it was last year or the year before. So I think the psychology has helped as well, that they turn up and it looks as a sale would look. Obviously, if you want to be virtual, if you want to be bidding online, etc., that's all there. But most of the people that I talk to here say there's nothing like actually being here, physically here, the vibe. But, you know, whether you want to do it virtually or physically, we're here to service you and provide. But that's talking about the industry tells you how strong the industry is and that this year coming is going to be even better.
Yeah, I tell you what, Katie, it's wonderful to hear you speak. No wonder the Magic Millions is a success. Also, too, the Harvey Norman business looks flying because you scroll through Instagram and social media on Christmas Day. It seemed like everyone had an air fryer and a new TV. So it's good. It's good that everyone was out there.
All purchased from Harvey Norman.
All purchased, of course, from Harvey Norman.
Yeah, why would you shop anywhere
there
else?
There is nowhere else, Katie. What are you talking about?
But no, look, and also too, everything that you've been doing around the women's sports space. I know we spoke this time last year, in fact, and you, before the COVID times, have made that big commitment to the Women's Rugby League, and you're in sort of, you know, talks with not only the rugby league community, but other sporting organisations, because you're a real driving force around that women's sport.
It's really important, and it's so important. I've been doing it now for maybe, I don't know, a dozen, 14 years, 12 or 14 years. And it's always been, I said, Jerry, at the start, when, you know, I cannot take my foot off the pedal. Don't think that I'm doing this for a year or two or three. And this is for our brands as well. It's not just me. It's the people that work with me. They have to be doing whatever they can to bring women through, and let's talk about sport because I do it in other areas as well. But that you, it's important that you don't go in and then pull back again. I always understood that I would have to do this and joyfully do it for a long time to make sure that people were coming with me and that it grew momentum and you just continue what you're doing. And when you see in racing, with the jockeys, those girls are awesome, right? And you've got Annabelle coming through with two horses in the two-year-old race this weekend. Now, you think about the hard work that Gay Waterhouse has put into this industry. The industry as a whole, but for girls and women, I'm like a support act for Gay. I just, whatever I can do to push this industry, push the girls and the women in this industry, I will. But it should not be one person or two people. It's got to be that the industry embraces it, and the industry's embraced it, and they embraced it early. And you saw that when I did the $500,000 or the $500,000 bonus for women that participate in racing. And that's been a big passion of mine as well. And it's been a huge success. When you consider every year 50% of the women that are buying those horses have never been in racing before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been year after year after year. So it wasn't about doing it for 1 year and it's the same women the next year. All of the women that have been involved are still involved, and then every year 50% more come into the industry. How fantastic. So that's what I talk – when I talk about momentum and that you've got to keep your foot on the pedal, we then added the $250,000 for the three-year-old race for women, and that's been a great success. So it's making sure that other people come along and do what they have to do to make sure that this is happening too. But it's just a great joy to be able to do all of this, and I'm in a very privileged position. I understand that, and I want to make sure that what I'm doing actually has longevity. It's not just a moment.
Katie, it's been wonderful to talk to you this morning. Go and crack the whip, liven up Jerry. we all know that you run the show, so
of course, right? He just swans around.
Yeah, get stuck into him today. Do you get him to do the chores? Do you get stuck into him saying, "Look, you got to mow that lawn, and you got to, you know, odd jobs around the house"?
No, listen, he's not great at all of that. He's not allowed to touch a remote button.
TV.
If he sweeps or does something, he sort of does half and then gets distracted.
like a good man, Jerry.
He sounds normal.
Good at half a job.
We've been together for 38 years, and I think I decided 37 years ago it was easier if I did it. But he's a great gardener, and he always has something in the garden to put on the kitchen bench for dinner.
Oh,
so what more could I ask for?
Gordon Ramsay, fantastic.
Oh,
Katie, have a wonderful day. Enjoy the weekend. It's going to be great. It's actually going to be, I think, they're going to have the biggest crowd at the Gold Coast Turf Club in racing for the last year because of between 10,000 and 14,000 they're expecting, because obviously with COVID we couldn't get those big crowds. So enjoy it. We look forward to the spectacle, and we'll hopefully see you next year.
Great. Thank you for having me on. It's been terrific.